to episode 32 of BuzzHub's Front Seat Cinema, the weekly podcast featuring the latest film reviews, film news, box office results, and more, brought to you by BuzzHub.info. Film, TV, news, reviews, podcasts, and more. That's our tagline on our homepage. I'm Lucy Ng, the editor and lead film critic on BuzzHub, and I'm also the host of this fine podcast, which has now reached 32 episodes. Wow, did you ever think we would reach 32 episodes? I certainly did not. I'd be lying. I knew we'd reach 32 episodes. When we get to 100 episodes, that's when I get to say that. So we'll begin with some of the big film news of the week. Today, the trailer for Disney's Big Hero 6 leaked online and was immediately released officially by Disney. I assume it is going to be showing before Planes, Fire, and Rescue from Friday. And Disney were probably going to release it on Friday or Saturday, but it came out today and they released it officially afterwards. And they also, yesterday, they revealed the full voice cast of the film and they released new kind of images of all the characters. I was very skeptical about Big Hero 6 for a long time. I'm not sure why I was, because really all of Disney Animation's recent films have been really, really good. Wreck-It Ralph was definitely the best they've had the last few years. Wreck-It Ralph was a great film. Frozen was, well, we all know what Frozen was, but Frozen I liked very much when I saw it first, and then the phenomenon that it became kind of overwhelmed me, and I became more cynical about Frozen. But when I first saw it, before it became a huge box office sensation and everyone was talking about it and it was just and became a nuisance, I liked it very much. So Big Hero 6, I think it looks really, really good. There's this character. So the main character is a brilliant robotics prodigy called Hiro Hamada, who finds himself in the grips of a criminal plot that threatens to destroy the fast-paced, high-tech city of San Francisco. With the help of his closest companion, a robot named Baymax, Hiro joins forces with a reluctant team of first-time crime fighters on a mission to save their city. So they announce the full voice cast. So Ryan Potter is voicing Hiro Hamada. Ryan Potter, I am not aware of as an actor. For all I know, he could be a newcomer. I will do a quick search for Ryan Potter. No, he's not a newcomer, it seems. He's been in a few things. Well, very, very few. He was in the Nickelodeon series Super Ninjas, which I believe I watched one episode of, and that was just an awful show. He was in Fred the Show, which is possibly the worst Disney film of all time. Nickelodeon show of all time, and yeah, so, and he was in one film called Senior Project, which doesn't have a poster on IMDb and has no other stars. Okay, so he's basically a newcomer. So I can give or take Ryan Potter, but the very exciting news is that Baymax will be voiced by Scott Adsit. And Scott Adsit played Pete Hornberger on 30 Rock for 7 seasons, and he is one of the most underrated actors on 30 Rock. I think he's fantastic on it. He's one of my favorite characters, Pete is. And he always kind of gets, he doesn't get a lot of attention in the later seasons, because really it's Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin, Jack McBrayer, Tracy Morgan who get the main plots, but Scott Adsit is a great comedian and a really, really good actor, and I can't wait to see what he does with the voice work on Baymax. And Baymax seems to be this year's Olaf the Snowman. Let's hope that he doesn't become the cliched nuisance that Olaf became. And we already know that Scott Adsit is a far more talented actor than Josh Gad and has a far less irritating voice. So Fred, who fanboy Fred, comes off like a laid-back dude with no direction. That's his little summary. So Fred is voiced by T.J. Miller. Now, T.J. Miller was in Transformers Age of Extinction, and I hated him in that. Although I more hated the way Michael Bay treated his character merely as a, you know, kind of excuse for jokes about fat people falling over. That's not really T.J. Miller's fault, but he didn't really bring anything to the film, and I believe he's also on the HBO series Silicon Valley, which I have not watched and I'm not planning to watch, so T.J. Miller, there we go. Gogo Tamago is going to be voiced by Jamie Chung. Jamie Chung, I believe, is in the Hangover films. Wasabi is going to be voiced by Damon Wayans Jr. Damon Wayans Jr., is he on New Girl? I think he is. I'm not sure. Honey Lemon is voiced by Genesis Rodriguez. And I saw Genesis Rodriguez in one film, and that was Man on a Ledge, where she was basically, her only purpose in that film was to don a tight black cat suit and to crawl through a small hole in a wall, which, you know, she served a purpose in that film, but it's not like she did any great Oscar-nominated acting work. I think the only other film now I'm certain she was in was the straight-to-DVD Paul Walker drama Hours, which I did not see, but that was one of Paul Walker's final films. Tadashi Hamada, voiced by Daniel Henney. And let me just say, I'm very happy to see that these characters, many of these characters, have Japanese names, because Big Hero 6 is supposed to be a largely Japanese, Japan-based property, and even the font on the poster is influenced quite a lot by Japanese writing. So I believe that Hiro Hamada, the main character, is mixed race, but let's hope there are a lot of Japanese characters, and this isn't as whitewashed as Godzilla was, where a Japanese character and a Japanese story was merely filled with Americans, which wasn't a particularly good way, I felt, for Gareth Edwards to reboot the Godzilla franchise. Then Aunt Cass is going to be voiced by Maya Rudolph. Maya Rudolph is not Japanese. Professor Robert Callahan is going to be voiced by James Cromwell. James Cromwell is not Japanese. And Alistair Cree is going to be voiced by Alan Tudyk. I love Alan Tudyk. Great on Firefly. The best thing about Transformers, Dark of the Moon. Well, Frances McDormand was okay, but Alan Tudyk was the only good thing in that film. And well, Alan Tudyk was in Wreck-It Ralph, and he was in Frozen, so there's no reason why he wouldn't be in this, and they found a role for him, so nice to see Alan Tudyk still getting work, even if it's only in the voice work department. Paramount Pictures will be distributing Martin Scorsese's Silence, starring Andrew Garfield, Ken Watanabe, and Liam Neeson. Ken Watanabe getting another role. Speaking of Japanese actors, I just talked last week on my Transformers review about how Ken Watanabe was voicing a Japanese Transformer there, and how he seems to be the only Japanese actor in Hollywood. Well, he's not providing a voice in Big Hero 6, so Disney maybe heard what I had to say and have got some other Japanese actors. And it's very nice to see some Japanese actors that aren't Ken Watanabe getting roles in Hollywood films, because as I've said, he's in Inception, he's in Godzilla, he's in Transformers. So this next piece of news is one of the few stories every year that just get me very excited. And one of them this year, some of them have included, you know, The Incredibles 2 being announced, and the Harry Potter spin-off Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, news about that. And, well, this is one of the most exciting news stories of the year, and that is that Christopher Walken will be playing Captain Hook in NBC's Peter Pan live musical. Yes, this is true. It's true. I'm not joking. It's true. It's July 14th, not April Fool's Day. Christopher Walken in a musical of Peter Pan live, NBC, Captain Hook. I mean, that's just wow. Christopher Walken, one of the greatest actors, one of the greatest living American actors. He's just been in so many great roles and so many great films, and, well, he can sing and dance, as we've learned from both his work in Hairspray and, of course, his great Weapon of Choice music video that he starred in, where he was dancing like a true pro. And, well, NBC, you're saying, he's a tap-dancing Captain Hook, and this airs on December 4th, and it's the follow-up to The Sound of Music Live, starring Carrie Underwood and Stephen Moyer. I did not watch that because, frankly, I hate Carrie Underwood and Stephen Moyer. I think they're both really, really annoying people to watch. Well, not so much Stephen Moyer. I have nothing against him. I've just never liked True Blood, but I've never liked... I don't like Carrie Underwood, and I don't like people messing around with The Sound of Music, which is one of my favorite films and one of my favorite musicals, so I chose not to watch that. But Peter Pan, Christopher Walken, you've got me sold, NBC. So well done on getting Christopher Walken. We've been getting schedules for Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con, Comic-Con International, as they're calling it. It's on in a couple of weeks, next weekend. It's on, yeah, starts, I think, Wednesday, I think it starts like Thursday week. And lots of big stuff. Marvel will be there, DC will be there, Warner Brothers, all the big studios will be there. There'll probably be some Avengers Age of Ultron stuff, and I believe the trailer for The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies, is also expected to premiere during Comic-Con because, well, we're a month behind. Let's say the trailers for An Unexpected Journey and The Desolation of Smaug had both been released for a month at this point in 2012 and 2013. So where's our trailer? Well, Peter Jackson said online last week that he had it finished, so it'll hopefully be released online during Comic-Con. So Better Call Saul, the new Breaking Bad spin-off, there's been a few updates about that. There was a plot synopsis and some new stills released. We don't think it's going to be coming until 2015, but it's still on the way. Community, we talked, of course, about how Community has been picked up by Yahoo Screen for a sixth season. Fantastic news, but Joel McHale this week said that Community movie is definitely in the foreseeable future, and he said it will be epic. Colin Farrell is in talks to join True Detective Season 2. Of course, there's been loads of speculation about who will be replacing Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson as the lead detectives in Season 2 of the acclaimed drama. Names tossed around include Brad Pitt, Jessica Chastain, and now Colin Farrell's been mentioned. Personally, if I had to pick two actors, the whole world, to be in this season, I would go, I've said this on Twitter, I would go Nicolas Cage, Ty Burrell. Perfect duo for this show, but that will never happen, so for now, Colin Farrell seems to be on the cards to star. There was some sad news. Dave Ligano, the actor who played Fenrir Greyback in the Harry Potter films, he died age 50 last week. His body was found on a hiking trail in California, and he was only 50, so that was a very sad story. Mike Nichols and Meryl Streep are going to respectively direct and star in a HBO movie. Is it a movie? Yeah, called Masterclass, and it's about Maria Callas, the opera singer, and Meryl Streep will play Callas, and Mike Nichols will direct. And of course, he made The Graduate, which is one of the best films of, well, at least of its decade, if not of all time. Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling have been confirmed for Shane Black's next film, The Nice Guys. Before he goes off to make the Predator reboot, which was announced recently, he's going to make this comedy noir with these two actors. I like Ryan Gosling. I don't have as much time for Russell Crowe, but, you know. And that's it. That's all the news. So, I will quickly now run through the box office of the weekend. For the weekend. Things were slightly better at the box office this weekend, with a return to the blockbuster sequels that tend to be reliable moneymakers. That was certainly the case with Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, directed by Matt Reeves and starring Andy Serkis, Jason Clarke, Gary Oldman, Kerry Russell, and more, which topped the domestic box office with an estimated $73 million this weekend in 3,967 theaters. Averaging $18,400 per theater, that opening was 33% higher than the previous installment of the sci-fi franchise, 2011's Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and the sequel is looking to become the next movie to gross $200 million this summer with a strong A- cinema score. Now, as far as I know, Transformers Age of Extinction has an A cinema score, so that is no way to judge the quality of a film. It is merely the way to judge the crowd-pleasing factor, which really means nothing, because if audiences like Transformers, it means they have no taste. Sorry, audiences. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes also opened on 4,903 screens in 26 overseas markets. Not here in Ireland. Oh no, I haven't seen Dawn of the Planet of the Apes yet because for some reason, 20th Century Fox decided to wait until after the World Cup to release the film. So, I get to see it this Thursday, but not before. Very, very irritating. It brought an additional $31 million, topping the box office in 14 of those territories. The top two markets were Korea, with $11.4 million, in 910 theaters, a 105% bigger opening than Rise, while Australia's 467 theaters brought in $6.6 million. Speaking of milestones, Michael Bay and Mark Wahlberg's global blockbuster Transformers Age of Extinction crossed the $200 million mark domestically this weekend, the sixth movie to do so this year and fourth this summer, as it took second place with $16.5 million. down 56% from last week. Overseas, Bay's fighting robot epic grossed another $102 million, including $20.4 from its UK opening and $16.2 million from Mexico, bringing its international gross to $543 million, more than twice the $209 million from North America. As well as the sequel reboot seems to be doing, especially internationally, the fact that it's bringing in less than 20% of its year-best opening weekend and its third weekend is not a good sign. It will even get to the $300 million domestic gross of the first Transformers, although a billion worldwide wouldn't be too surprising. Its worldwide total has reached $752.5 million so far. I reviewed Transformers Age of Extinction on the last episode, and you can go and listen to that if you want to hear my rant, or just go to BuzzHub and read my written review. Melissa McCarthy comedy vehicle Tammy held up fairly decently from its 4th of July opening as it dropped to 3rd place with $12.9 million, down 40% from its opening weekend, and has grossed $57.4 million in less than 2 weeks. I caught up with Tammy during the week, and I can sincerely say it is one of the most boring films I've seen all year. A lot of people have said it. It's just, I like Melissa McCarthy, I like Susan Sarandon, I like Allison Janney, I like Kathy Bates, and I very much like Mark Duplass, but even they can't save what is really a film with no plot and no jokes. It's just, it's a shame that their time was wasted. And, you know, you can say, well, Melissa McCarthy's wasted on this film, but she wrote this film, and her husband directed it. It was a passion project. I don't know why. So it seems Melissa McCarthy really is best off when working with Paul Feig. Her two best films to date, in my opinion, have definitely been Bridesmaids and The Heat, especially The Heat. I loved The Heat, and very underrated comedy. And they have, luckily, she is reteaming with him again for a film called Spy, co-starring Jason Statham, coming out next year, which I am very excited about. But Tammy, really not that good. There was one quite funny scene where Tammy incompetently robs a pie store, and believe me when I say the entire scene is in the trailer. The whole scene, maybe with a few expletives removed, but the entire scene is in the trailer. So there's no reason for you to go to see Tammy. It would be, you'd be wasting your money if you went to see Tammy. So if you really want to see a comedy, you'd be better off seeing They Came Together, or, if that's not available, even Begin Again. And I didn't even like Begin Again that much, but I'll tell you, Begin Again is a hell of a lot more fun than Tammy. So if you want to see a comedy, and Transformers is not a comedy, believe me when I say that, it is not a comedy, go to see Begin Again rather than Tammy. Although Sex Tape is out this weekend, and that might be a good film. I don't know. I can't Google Sex Tape reviews, because if I Google Sex Tape, well, who knows? But no one wants to be seen Googling a Sex Tape and then have to explain that it is a Cameron Diaz, Jason Segel comedy. It's an unfortunate title for what looks like a mediocre film. My God, I've been going for 18 minutes now. That is a long time. So that's the box office news, and that was my review of Tammy, and that is the news, and that is this episode of Front Seat Cinema. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week with Dawn of the Planet of the Apes reviewed, and the box office results for this weekend for Sex Tape, The Purge Anarchy, Planes, Fire, and Rescue, and whatever the fourth film coming out this weekend is. Will I look it up? I'll look it up. I'm not entirely sure. Wish I Was Here? I think it might be Wish I Was Here. Wish I Was Here is, I thought there were four big releases, but Wish I Was Here is a minor release. Well, anyway, Planes, Fire, and Rescue, The Purge, Anarchy, Sex Tape. Interestingly, and I will point this out, X-Men Days of Future Past was originally scheduled to open this weekend, the weekend of July 18th. It was going to open on July 18th, but Dawn of the Planet of the Apes needed extra time for its motion capture CGI stuff, so they switched them around. So instead of opening on Memorial Day, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes was supposed to open July 18th, but then that got moved back a week when Fast and Furious 7 was moved to next year following the tragic death of Paul Walker. So there's some interesting facts there. So think about when you are sitting in a cinema weeping to yourself about how bad Sex Tape or Planes, Fire, and Rescue are, remember to yourself, you could be watching X-Men Days of Future Past for the first time in an alternate universe. Keep that in mind for the weekend. Thank you for listening. Back next week. Goodbye.